Welcome to A Day at the Beach, a part of the Mulvane Art Museum's Art of Asia podcast. We will be discussing 19th century Japanese woodblock prints, three beach scenes by Uragawa Hiroshige, who was famous for his ukiyo-e prints and most notably his calming and poetic landscapes. In this series of prints, fishermen are working in the water and women and children are enjoying the beach together. They're called beach scenes A, B, and C. The artist's design for scenes B and C creates one flowing image of a beautiful beach packed with intriguing figures on two separate sheets of paper, while scene A matches them in both subject matter and style, depicting stylish, upper-class women stepping off a boat into the water with an umbrella. They are published together in 1855 in an album of other ukiyo-e prints.
Ukiyo-e translates to pictures of the floating world. It originated as a Buddhist term to describe the fruitlessness of attachment to early pleasures, such as those found in Red Light District, which was the source of inspiration for the prints, but was embraced as the name for the style that developed the Edo period of Japan in 18th century. Hiroshige's artistic career took place near the end of the Edo period, during the decline of feudalism, which would eventually lead to the official end of the shogunate, the military power that ruled Japan for the previous 700 years.
Hiroshige himself was a descendant of a samurai family, and he spent his youth studying ukiyo-e prints while performing the role of fire warden for his district. The genre he worked in was greatly affected by the changing socioeconomic landscape, as ukiyo-e prints were in very high demand.
Coinciding with the decline of feudalism was the rise of the middle class, and the affordability of the woodblock prints made them an ideal choice for the decorative art. The innovations and techniques in the increase in production led to the collection of prints by the middle class, as well as among Europeans through growing tourism and trade with the West, which created a mutual influence on artistic development, such as his influence on the artists of the Impressionist and Post-Impressionist movements in Europe. Showing the culture of Japan at the time, popular subjects for these prints were actors of kabuki theater, landscapes, and beautiful women.
Each of the harbor scenes has beautiful women in the foreground. As an example of classic ukiyo-e subject matter, style, and expert technical ability, we'll analyze scene B, which shows a young woman carrying a child on her back. She's ankle deep in the water, collecting shells, and she looks back at the child with concern as it smiles gleefully and reaches for a fish that's suspended in motion above the water. It's a moment full of expression and movement, a clear central focus in a busy composition.
She's a woman of higher class than those in her surrounding environment of beachgoers and fishermen. Her appearance contains elements that were popular for aristocratic women of the samurai class in the late century Edo. Her orange kirasare, a decorated short-sleeved robe, and her traditional hairstyle, a knot accessorized with ribbons, sticks, and combs, called Shimanda Meiji.
In addition to being fashionable, the woman herself is an image of ideal feminine beauty, as depicted in Japanese artistic conventions of the time. Hiroshige has followed traditional stylization of the face and body to emphasize this beauty. Notice her dainty hands, straight nose, and small mouth, all illustrated with the use of thin, delicate lines. This stylization would become less common as Japanese artists would later show more influence by Western art and realism. The clothing of the woman and child is made up of layers of diverse colors and flattened patterns, and the fabric of her kusode drapes just below her knees, floating slightly to the left, following the movement of the strands of hair across her face and applying a slight breeze over the ocean water. The interaction of the woman and child is lighthearted and humorous, along with being aesthetically pleasing to the attentive viewer. Since the commercial success of ukiyo-e was driven by the merchant class, artists would highlight the beautiful upper-class women, but still use scenes of everyday life and common people to maintain the relatability of the prints.
The inclusion of the merchant class in the background is emphasized through the contrast shown by having a different woman and child playing in the water behind the central figures. The woman is dressed in less extravagant clothing, meaning no pattern and less colors, and the child is dressed similarly. The men digging for clams provide another contrast. They are shown hard at work, gathering, while the main figure is leisurely picking them up with less effort. There is also an added aspect of figures fishing for food. This is shown quite literally by a man reaching out, grasping a fish he just caught, and is reinforced by the fishing boats we see in the distance. The perspective is linear, with the largest figure being in the front and the smallest figures going to the middle ground and background.
The colors used in this piece are important to convey the experiences of the floating world. In this print and in the others, we see orange, yellow, and blue. The orange color you see is a shade derived from red lead and was common in ukiyo-e prints. This color helps our main figure stand out. Yellow was commonly used by taking the root of the plant turmeric and by using bark from an amur cork tree. Yellow ochre, a mineral-based earth pigment, is used to create a duller and more brown shade of yellow, which can be seen in the fishing boats and in the clothing of the background figures throughout the prints.
Lastly, blues were commonly created from dayflower and indigo until Peruvian blue was introduced by Germany in the 1820s. Dayflowers tend to have a more gray-blue color, as you can see in the water. You can also see the top of the print, the lovely gradation of dark rich blues in the sky that then fade into the white of the sky. This process is quite difficult to do and takes a lot of time to develop because it is done by hand, and it is used to imply depth and add atmosphere. The gradation is named Bokashi effect and can be completed through several techniques, but its results were not uniform and could be different with each print. The technique can be found in other prints by Hiroshige as well.
When ukiyo-e prints were first developed, they were produced with just one block and were in black and white. By the time Hiroshige was working, however, innovations to the process led to the addition of multiple blocks and colors, which took a lot of time and planning. To create one print, the artist had to place the image onto the wood and then carve away any part of the image you do not wish to be printed on the final paper. Due to the durability of the wood and the fact that ink could be reapplied, these blocks could be used more than once, and the prints could be produced on a larger scale and for a more affordable price.
The number of blocks used in the process was determined by the number of colors desired in the image. We know at least three blocks were used since the main colors are orange, yellow, and blue. More would probably have been used since there are variations of color, for example, light blue and dark blue. After carving the design, notches were applied to the wood in the lower left and upper right-hand corners to ensure the paper and wood were properly aligned. This technique is called kinto, meaning aiming mark. After preparing the wood, the ink was then applied and then transferred to the paper with the help of the notches.
This arduous process continued until all the colors were applied to the paper and the image was finished. If you apply this to Hiroshige's beach scene series, which has multiple colors and the Bokashi effect, it is truly a reflection of the great effort that went into these works of art.
This series was published near the end of Hiroshige's artistic career, but he continued to design many popular prints like them, such as his most well-known series, 100 Famous Views of Edo, as well as his well-known landscapes even after he became a Buddhist monk in 1856. Despite being recognized as one of the greatest ukiyo-e artists of his time, he was never financially secure before his death in 1858.
Only a decade after his death, the Edo period ended and the Meiji period began. The following westernization and modernization would spark many changes to art and culture. Hiroshige's prints capture a specific moment in history before that transition. They reveal elements of working-class culture and social relations, fashion and leisurely activities, observations of nature and beauty, as well as the general artistic tastes of mid-1800s Japan.
Utagawa Hiroshige was a major influence on European artists. His work, along with the works of other ukiyo-e artists of the 19th century, inspired them to reframe their own subjects and change the perspective of pieces in a way that was new to the West. As for the impact on Japanese culture, his work was not only admired by the upper class, but by those who were lower in society, and his prints were a wonderful addition to many homes due to their ability to be mass-produced.